talking water here at Rosie on the House with Miss Donna, here representing Water Plant It Wisely Spring Campaign.
Yes, we're here. All excited to tell people about the campaign coming up. It's going to actually start next week, and it'll be going on through early April. So,
check. The campaign includes a little contest, kind of like the last one y'all had.
Well, we realized again, people love to get help, especially with landscaping concerns and questions and things like that. We're not doing a whole makeover. That was pretty expensive. But I've got something really cool. And we're having this Be a Saguaro contest. Now, the idea behind Be a Saguaro, I thought it was kind of a fun idea. You know, it's just a way, again, we can engage the public out there. You know, we know that saguaros, first of all, are great conservationists, right? These saguaros are an amazing cactus that we have here, exclusive to the Sonoran Desert. You only find the saguaro in the Sonoran Desert in Arizona, Mexico, and a little bit in Southern California. But these are, just think of what they take to survive our climate here. And, you know, they take about 35 to 50 years to even flower. They take 50 to 75 years to get their arms. They can store up to 1,500 gallons of water. And then if we have rainfall, they can soak up 200 gallons just in one rainfall. And they're also, the other thing I love about saguaros, they're little hotels for all these other creatures, right? They have their own little micro environment, and they track bats and bees and birds and all kinds of things. So what an incredible plant. So Be a Saguaro contest. And again, saguaros are also a little bit like people looking, you know, right? They've got the arms and everything. So we want people to take a fun and creative picture of themselves being a saguaro. It can be just themselves inside or anything, or it could be outside next to a saguaro. It can be whatever their, you know, their imagination brings.
And what would they do with this photo?
Okay, so what we're asking is for people to share it on social media and to tag Water Use It Wisely, and all the tags are listed on that waterplantitwisely.com. And if they do the hashtag Be a Saguaro, we will be entering them into a contest. The winner of that contest, and I can't wait to see these pictures, and we're going to be probably judging on creativity and probably what makes us laugh the most, possibly, and they are going to win a landscape consultation with Noelle Johnson, who is also known as the Arizona Plant Lady.
And we just happen to have the Plant Lady on the phone. Let's bring her into the conversation. Miss Noelle, good morning.
That'd be great. Good morning, Noelle.
We're going to find her.
She's out there somewhere.
We're going to find her. The Plant Lady.
Noelle, you there?
Noelle, you're there?
I am.
There she is.
She is. Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Hi. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
So, Noelle, we were just talking about the contest and that the winner's going to get this consultation with you. Do you want to take the listeners through what you will provide as part of that winning that contest with to get your consultation?
Absolutely. And I am so excited about this. You know, gardening in the desert is different than just about anywhere else you've gone. And, you know, it can be frequently very overwhelming, even if you've gardened well in some other area.
Yes.
So, yes. So what I do is I help people learn how to create, grow, and maintain a beautiful garden that thrives in a hot, dry climate. So a landscape consultation, it's different than what you would get from a landscape contractor, a designer, or a nursery professional. I don't sell you plants. I'm not trying to sell you maintenance or installation services. What I do is teach you what you need to know how to garden successfully. It could be that you are tired of seeing your shrubs in the shape of balls, squares, and cupcakes.
Yeah, right.
But have no idea how to transform it back into a beautiful flowering plant.
Right, right.
Or you could have a plant that's, you could have some plants that you just really don't care for. You want to get rid of them. You want suggestions for something to replace them with that will do well in that area. also, you know, people move here and maybe they are fairly pleased with their landscape. They have no idea how to take care of it.
Yeah.
So a consultation will guide you through basically what you are looking for. Where are you in your plant desert garden journey? What are you looking for? Are you looking for learning how to take care of it, watering guidelines, how and when to prune, suggestions for new plants and how to take care of them? If you are looking for new plants, it's nice to also know, well, what size should I get? Because if something grows fast, you're wasting your money buying a bigger plant, you know. And the nurseries aren't necessarily likely to tell you that. So I'm happy to give it to you straight. And it's a really wonderful way to teach people what is possible in the desert garden. People tend to think, oh, you're in the desert, you're really limited. Oh, that is not true. There is limitless possibilities with plants that thrive in our climate and don't take, you know, excessive amounts of water. You would be surprised. Wow. And I love to see the transformation on my clients' faces once they realize what they can do.
Excellent, excellent. And I know, you know, people talk about functionality of the yard too, how they want to use the yard and that kind of thing. So I bet you can provide great guidance on that as well, of thinking about, you know, maybe using it to attract wildlife or using it for, you know, even a space for the dog to be out there playing or the kids to play and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And functionality is something that I see right away. They may not, and they may be thinking of placing a tree, which honestly is probably your biggest landscape decision, placing their tree in certain areas. And, you know, there's some that are just going to cause nothing but heartache.
Right.
Heartache for them and maybe for their neighbor.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, I think it sounds really exciting. It's this consultation is a $500 value. I know you'll be spending about a couple hours with the winner.
Yes.
And so we are just so excited. And we asked you to do this because you write a lot of blogs for What Is It Wisely. Or actually, you write blogs for yourself. And a lot of times we repost them because they're so wonderful and interesting. And we love the way you write. And so people can find your blogs on our site as well. So
thank you. I love it. I'm very excited about this.
To win this, you take a picture of yourself impersonating a saguaro cactus.
That's right.
Okay. And then you post that to social network.
Yes.
And tag.
Facebook, okay. Twitter, or Instagram. Okay. Yes.
And tag plant Water Use It Wisely.
Water Use It Wisely. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then of all the... Now, who's going to be the judge of this? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. We might ask for guest judges. Oh, we'll see. You know, somebody from Desert Botanical Garden.
Oh, that's a good call. There you go.
And this just started, correct?
It will actually be officially starting. I think you could start doing it now. Yes. The campaign officially starts next week. But I think you could actually start submitting photos now. And we expect, Rosie or Jennifer to be submitting something, too. So.
I was going
to
say, this is a perfect judgment for Roger Naylor. Because he sees saguaros all the time. He knows.
He should do a good saguaro cactus. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to figure out how to be a fan topped, you know, with the fan thing on
the
top.
The crested ones? Yeah. Oh, Roger Naylor, that's a fantastic idea. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, he talks to the cactuses.
He does. So the best selfie of you imitating a saguaro cactus wins a consultation with Noelle Johnson, the plant lady. How would someone get a hold of Noelle if they don't win?
Noelle, you there?
Oh, I am.
What, you want to tell people how to reach you?
Absolutely. You can find me on azplantlady.com. And again, I have lots of very helpful information on there. And if you go up to the tab that says landscape services or landscape consultation, just click on there and you'll get all the details.
Excellent. Excellent.
Ms. Noelle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
Very good.
She has a wonderful little website here. You can take an 8-week online class for desert gardening. You can get a weekly newsletter.
Yes.
Monthly, it looks like.
Monthly, yeah.
All kinds of good
information. So she's another great source. And that's what Water Use It Wisely is all about. We know there's these incredible resources out there. As Noelle talked about, she's an unbiased opinion. So she's got expertise in desert gardening. She's been doing this for many years. She's done some great work up in Rio Rico and getting sustainability certifications for different areas. And so it's just this great opportunity. I mean, I'd love to have, you know, you guys come out to my house and let me have you as consultants for all kinds of little indoor issues.
Yeah, there you go.
Home issues.
We'll be happy.
I just think that's a great opportunity to have someone come out and answer those questions for you personally, very
and
personally.
And do an assessment and ask you questions that you didn't even know you knew to ask.
That's right.
Because you've mentioned the term functionality of the yard a couple times.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things y'all are focusing on, do you want to plant edibles? Do you want to plant pollinators? Do you want to plant fragrances? Do you want to plant butterflies? Do you want to plant hummingbirds?
Right.
I mean, there's so much to think about other than just walking the aisle of a nursery and picking a plant.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know,
willy-nilly.
And that's what we find is most people, and I do this too, so many times, we end up with that decision paralysis because we don't know what to do, right? So one of the things is educating ourselves. And even again, I mentioned DIY versus hiring an expert. Even when you hire an expert, and as you know, you do this so well, you tell people what you need to do when you want to hire somebody to do work for you. And that, to me, that is so important. And so even if you're just going to the site and learning more about what these great things and options are that you can look for, you know, if you want to do attract hummingbirds, get fairy dusters, get aloes, get desert willows. If you want to do fragrance.
And what's better than sitting on the patio with a cup of coffee?
I know.
And you hear the
The sounds, yeah.
I take it as a hummingbird?
That's a hummingbird.
A good one.
That's a hummingbird wings.
The plant of the month is actually three plants this month through Water Use It Wisely, and they're all designed for attracting birds. And you mentioned one, but the tuberosa.
Right.
The pink fairy duster.
Yes, sorry. That's right.
And the penstemon.
Penstemons, which are going to be bursting into bloom really soon here with our beautiful springs. And they do. The hummingbirds just love all those plants. And that blog was written by Arizona Audubon. And so they, again, we get these guest bloggers that just do these beautiful stories and information that it's all from different perspectives. And so we hope people appreciate that. But yeah. It's all these different functionalities that these plants can have. And there's even edibles like, you know, prickly pears. And those are very good for us nutritionally and everything. There's just all kinds of things that you can get these plants that have a very specific purpose and fun things that you can look for. Maybe flowering different times of the year so you always have something blooming. But what I love about the butterflies and birds is that it brings another dimension to your yard, doesn't it? It's that additional things that just fly in and you just plant stuff and they come. You know, that's all you need to do. You plant the right plants and before you know it, they're going to, I mean, sometimes when you have the pot there ready to plant it, you'll see a butterfly or hummingbird come in on the plant. So
if you're intentional, you can actually have your yard designated like a wildlife.
Yes.
There's several different certifications you can get for your
yard.
There's
Monarch Way Stations designation. There's a wildlife designation. There's
like
some fun
Wildlife
things like
Federation,
that.
I think, does that one.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, one way I've changed our plant scheme in our home.
Tell me.
Is we don't hardly plant it unless we're going to eat it.
Oh, okay. You're going for the edibles.
We are. Yeah. I am.
Yes.
I mean, to go through all the effort of planting and watering and fertilizing and trimming and caring, make it something that's productive. So
there is one little caveat to that. I don't like things that attract roof rats. So we're not into citrus or pomegranates or things that... Yeah,
they can be managed.
They can. It's not my favorite,
but and that's what we always got to realize, right? Yeah. When you plant anything, you're going to be, you know, other creatures love those things too sometimes. But yeah, those things are you got to think about those things. But it's so wonderful to go out into your yard and just pick, you know, think what are we going to have for dinner? I did that last night, and you know, we had a salad with citrus segments in it. It's delicious, and some pecans from the yard. So it's fun to be able to go out and pick some things. You're growing yourself.
If we could use this platform just to challenge our listeners to take a hard look at your water bill.
Yeah.
Here over the next 6 to 7 months is going to be your biggest opportunity for cutting down that bill. And I would throw a Rosie on the House challenge out there. Let's see if we can't all conserve 10% of what historically average consuming for the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, I think of all the plant questions, long questions we've ever taken, probably at least half of them are about how much to water. And you guys break it down into these wonderful little guides. There's one on interactive plant watering guide, interactive lawn watering guide. Yes. There's a landscape watering guide flip book.
Right.
There's just no excuse. And all you got to do is look at the plant and
thanks for mentioning
the time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, we first came out with the plants book that had all the desert plants, and then we came out with the Xeriscape book all about desert landscaping. And then we realized people were embracing those two things, but they were overwatering. So then we did the watering guide.
Let's come back and talk about all the resources
excellent. Okay.
At those two websites.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.